Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russia escalated attacks on Ukrainian cities Wednesday as the two sides claimed control of a strategic city and expressed a willingness to resume talks to end the nearly one-week-long war. Moscow said Wednesday it had seized control of Kherson, a port city with a 250,000 people on the Black Sea, a claim that was disputed by Ukrainian presidential adviser Alexei Arestovych, who said the city had not fallen. Most intense airstrikes Wednesday hit the northeastern city of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city and home to 1.5 million people. An attack destroyed a police building in the city center, further reducing it to an area of ruined buildings and debris. Ukraine officials and human rights groups maintain that Russian forces have also used cluster munitions in strikes on Kharkiv and elsewhere in Ukraine. Cluster munitions are rockets, bombs, or other projectiles that spin as they fly, scattering small bomblets which hit a wide area indiscriminately. In an Associated Press interview, British military technology expert Justin Bronk says there are many reasons most countries ban such weapons.
The use of cluster munitions in built-up areas is against a number of international treaties, although, of course, Russia has not signed up to those, along with the United States. Although it is generally considered to be against the laws of war because it is impossible to be discriminate or proportionate with a cluster munition.
Ukrainian authorities said Russian attacks killed 21 people in Kharkiv during the past 24 hours and four more Wednesday morning. Heavy shelling also continued Wednesday in the southern port city of Mariupol, where the wounded were unable to evacuate, according to the city's mayor. This is VOA News. The Paris-based International Energy Agency Tuesday announced it was releasing 60 million